Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the Made Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Hello, welcome to the M3 division. It's getting ever so windy, actually. The water's starting to ripple a bit like the Mediterranean Sea. I'm going to throw straight up to Kayla.
Of course, up at first post, I can see Queen's M2 pushing off, followed by Clare M2, St. Cat's M2, the mighty-looking Hughes Hall M1, Emma M1, Selwood M2, Peterhouse M2, a very smart-looking LMBC M3, followed by first and third M3, who will be looking for another bump today. And that was the starting gun. They're coming off now towards first post corner, and they're all looking very quick, actually. Queens is looking a bit messy at the front end of the division. Looks like Clare Hall will be gaining on them. Clare College is gaining on them quite quickly. St. Cat looking strong behind them as well. Hughes Hall following up, and I think they'll be looking to make this a quick bump. Queens M2 is just rounding grassy corner. First post corner, and they're looking very strong. They've made some good distance on Clare M2 now. Clare M2 following and looking for the bump within about within a full boat length. They just got one whistle. St. Cat's M2 is following up. They've dropped down to a length and a half behind Clare College, followed up by Hughes Hall, who must have had a long night last night because they're not gaining on St. Cat's as quickly as they'd like to. I'm going to pass it down to Tom McGrassy to follow up the whistles at the front end of this division.
Thanks, Kayla. Yes, so we've got Queens 2 coming around the first post corner towards Grassy Mount. Clare coming in behind them. They seem to have gained a bit of ground there. And behind them, Cat 2, they're falling back a bit off the Clare boat. So coming around Grassy, we're going to be all trying to see whether Clare 2 can get that bump on Queens 2 at the head of the division. For more on that as it comes round to me now. But for now, back to you, Kayla.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Tom. We've got quite a lot of action coming around first post corner, actually. Peterhouse skating on Selwyn. Selwyn gaming on Emma, and they'll be coming up to you shortly. LNBC are cruising along with loads of space on either side. They're followed up by first and third. We're taking a lovely line around the corner, but don't look to be making a bump anytime soon. Behind them a little bit is Robinson, not going particularly quickly. Interesting blade work coming from the stern of their boat, but they're not being substantially challenged by Trinity Hall. How's it going out grassy, Tom?
Okay, so Clare now. They're now within about half a length, three quarters of a length on Queens 2, coming down onto Plough Reach. They'll have a good chance there. And the Hughes Hall boat with their blues and their goldies really getting into their stride now. And they've closed into about half a length on the Cat 2 boat ahead of them. But there's all carnage behind them. We've got Emma 2, who are closely followed by Selwyn 2, who are also closely followed by Peterhouse 2. It's going to be a question here. Who gets the bump first? There's about a quarter of a length between each of these three boats. And it looks like, the Emma 2 boat coming round. They are really under pressure now from the Selwyn 2 boat. I would back them to get that bump first, coming down onto Plough Reach. And they've taken a decent line into the corner. So they should be able to complete that one a bit further up. I'm going to go back to Kayla and see if there's anything going on further back in the division.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. We've had some bumps down, actually, just recently at the very, very front of the division, tail end of it, rather. We've only got Queens M3 and Maudlin M2 rowing on. So it looks like there may have been a bump between Churchill M2 and Emma M3, and possibly Girton M2 and Fit. But everyone's cruising up now.
So down here on grassy corner, we've got St. Cat's 2 have pulled into the bank, so they have been bumped by Newtall. That battle between Emma Selwyn and Peterhouse looks like it's still just about going on. That's going to be coming around Ditton. It'll be interesting to see the boats coming through to me now. We've got the likes of Trinity Hall 2, with plenty of water in between them. So it's all happening up at Ditton. We're going to pass up to there.
Sounds like we've lost Clare, I'm afraid, but I'm down here on the long reach. And what I can see coming round is Queens 2 followed by Clare 2. And they haven't bumped, but it's looking like Clare are gaining on Queens ever so slightly. Although, again, the perspective does distort as you're further down. And when they come closer, we'll see what the real difference is between them. That's all I can see at the moment. So back up to Grassy and you, Tom.
Yeah, so we've got Queen's 3 coming through. It looks like that quick Girton crew, so well, Lenz have got the bump up on Smith too. And also Emma have got the bump up on Churchill too, further back. So it's all a question now as we go around to Benedict to see what happens between Selwyn, Emma and Pauls as they're coming down onto the reach now. Back to you, Benedict.
Okay, thank you, John. Well, I'm just being passed now by the Queen's 2 crew. And the Clare 2 crew behind them, like I said, it's actually they're just holding station from the very start. Both crews going as hard as they can, looking like they're tiring a little bit as they come up and around the kink in the long reach towards the railway bridge. We'll see how that goes. I'll try and get a good view of it before they get to the finish. But then further up and a long way, there's a lot of clear water after St. Cat's and Hughes Hall both bumped out. It's Emma 2. And Emma 2 are followed by Selwyn 2 coming out of Gitton Corner and onto the long reach, as are Peterhouse 2 and LMBC 3. They're all following behind. And what I'm seeing is LMBC 3 pulling to the side, and behind them, first and third 3 also pulling to the side. So that's a bump. First and third 3 bump up onto LMBC 3, and they pull out. Emma 2, row past me now. There's less than a boat length between this crew and the Selwyn 2 crew. And then there's a lot of clear water between Selwyn 2 and Peterhouse 2. So let me stay with this Selwyn 2, Emma 2 battle that we were talking about earlier. As they came through the plough reach, they were close. They're still close. They're close to the bank here as well. They need to be careful about their blades. Watch they don't get caught. They're not gaining at all, Selwyn, but they're not losing any ground. They could just be edging forwards ever so slightly. And that's all you need to get that bump. Tom, back to you with the lower down in division on Grassy Corner, and I'll try and catch up with these crews.
Yeah, so we've had some through. We've had Queens 3 and Kings. Kings were a good couple of boat legs behind Queens. It didn't look like they were going to catch up with Queens crew. So I think row over to the back of the division. So just to recap for the moment what we think we've had so far. Hughesall M1 with that powerful boat. Did eventually bump up on Cat 2 right in front of the plough up ahead of me. And by the back of the division, round on the reach. First and third 3, they bumped up on LMBC 3. Further back in the division early on then, Girton 2 and Finn 2 had a little bump up there, and Emma 3 on Churchill 2. All of that really happening before first boat corner. So those are the bumps we've seen so far in this M3 division. And we're going to go back up and catch up with Benedict and see if he's got anything more to tell us about the Emma Selwyn and Peterhouse battle.
Yep, okay, well, unfortunately, nothing much more to say, really. Clare 2 and Queens 2 have gone out of my view just around the corner by Peter's Post, unfortunately. But they were looking like they were just holding station still. I don't think we'll see it on there. Probably just a row over. The exciting ones, Selwyn 2 and Emma 2, well, they're still going, and there's still maybe just a quarter of a boat length between the two crews. They're coming towards the finish, and chances are, I think, there won't be a bump. There's a lot of splash coming from Selwyn 2, which means they're rowing inefficiently, which means they're losing a lot of potential gain that they could be making. Just going past me now, I've got Robinson 2, then Trinity Hall 2 are coming past me, and behind them it's Magdalen 2. We're looking at rowovers here, I think. I don't think I would expect anything other than that. The Selwyn crew were close to the Emma 2 crew, but I think they will row over. I think it will be a close row over, but a row over all the same. They've just sadly gone out of view, so we will have to confirm that with the control tent when we call back to the studio a little bit later on. Magdalen 2 coming past me, and close behind them, or reasonably close compared to what they should have been, is Queen's 3. There's two sets of boats have bumped out here, but there's only about 4 boat lengths between these crews. So Queen's 3 doing really well, and they'll be disappointed that they couldn't catch Emma 3 and make that bump. Then a long way behind them is the King's 2 sandwich boats. They're about 3 or 4 boat lengths again behind them. It is very windy here, as you can probably hear. But it's a tailwind rather than a headwind, so that's making it easier for the crews rather than harder, although it's slightly across the river, so it's blowing them to the side ever so slightly. These boats are going to row over. There's going to be no bumps there. The boats that we covered earlier on, I'm going to call that they both row over. There could possibly be a bump between Selwyn 2 and Emma 2 just before the finish if Selwyn got their act together. We're going to have to confirm that, though. Let's go back up to Tom for a rundown of the results as we called them. Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Benedict. So, Gert is coming through with greenery in their hair. Just to confirm that bump, they bumped up on Pitt 2. The other bump at the bottom of the division was Emma 3 on Churchill 2. Further up then, first and third, 3 on LMBC 3, around on the start of the reach. Then Rowan was all the way up to Hughesall 1. They bumped up on St. Cat 2. So, those are the bumps. The rowovers then, Queens 2, Clare 2, Emma 2, Selwyn 2, Peterhouse 2, Robinson 2, Tithall 2, Portland 2, and Queen 3, and King's Sandwich Boat. They all row over. So that is a summary then of the M3 division. And we'll be back with the results update in a few moments. But for now, back to the studio.
97.2.
Your city.
Your Cam FM.